and the day, the Torah way, Wednesday night, Rabbi Mushulam Masha.
I want to discuss tonight, because it's Hashem, the Indian of Bakoshas Trochim on Shabbos. Unlike many other Inyanim in Halacha Bechlal, on Shabbos as well, there isn't one clear simon in Shulchan Aruch which puts down all the halachas in a very organized way. There's a little bit here, there's a little bit there. Much of it is not spoken about in Torah Shulchan Aruch, the standard Torah Shulchan Aruch, and is left to the Christ came through the generations to discuss it. So Mr. Shem will go through the Indian and we'll come out with a few klarazach and halacha maisa. We start with the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tamar Rabbanan, Anichnas Levake Asachayla, someone who goes inside to do Bekachayla, by someone who's not well. Oime Shabbos Yim Elizik Urufu Akhrib Elove. One doesn't say Anusach Urufu Shalema, because that would be considered dominating for Urufu, you would. And the Ran explains the reason why you shouldn't do that on Shabbos is because that will be ma'ira by the patient, his Torah, and it will cause him to cry and be upset on Shabbos, and Shabbos was made a day to be happy, and therefore one should be mishana and say the Nusach Shabbos Yim Elizik or Furuk Revelobe. The Gemara brings a Nusach from other Tanaim there. Rameh says, you say it's a different nusach, Yechuli Hishu Terachim, B'schus Shabbos, Shabbos has got in it the power that if you mechabed the Shabbos and you're not mitzvah on Shabbos, so Shabbos itself will bring the Yeshua that you need. Shavna Ishu Yishalayim would say a different nusach, would say the same, Shabbos Yim Elizik Kepur Kerev Elavoy, finish off Rachmav Merubim V'Shibsu B'Shalim. Rameh Shalem's got Gris Rachmanas, you shall have a good Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Reish Pei Zayin, Lataka, a person shouldn't say the regular Nusach of Refuah Shleima. No, you should say Shabbos Siman Nizik of Refuah Shleima. Shulchan Aruch adds, you should say the Nusach of Shavna, you should say Barachim of Merubim, B'Shibsu B'Sholem. The Ramah, however, says that one doesn't need to add the Nusach of Barachim of Merubim, B'Shibsu B'Sholem. This is not the main points that we want to get to. Mr. Shem will get to the main discussion. I just want to say this very bekitzer. There's a discussion. Is this when the Ramah says you don't need to say it? Does he mean to say that you shouldn't say it, or does he mean to say you don't need to say it and you can just say Shabbos Yim Elizik Kepur Kerev Elove, and that's enough? Ramah says there's a stira in Mechaba about this. Mechaba talks about this in two places: once in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Pei Zayin, and once in Yeridah in Hilchos Bekacholim in Hilchos Siman Shem Lamed Hei. In Siman Reish Pei Zayin, he says you should say the Nusach Barachim Uberubim Meshibsu Shalom. In Siman Shin Lamed Hei, he doesn't mention that. And from this, the Eli Rabbah and the Bach and others come to say that Elamai, the Bach, the Shulchan Aruch understood that there's no Shaila of, there's no Machlokes over here between Shavna and the Tanakhama. There's no Machlokes whether you're allowed to say Barachim Uberubim Meshibsu Shalom. Of course you're allowed to say it. There's no problem that it will cause you to cry. It's not a Nusach of Tefillah. It's not a Nusach of asking of Bakashas Trochim. Therefore, you're allowed to say it. So, in one place, the Mechaba says yes to say it. In one place, he leaves without it. You can, or you don't have to. The Bacha says that the minig is yes to say it. The minig is yes to say it. The Rabbi says one should say it. It's a nicer yisofa, and it leaves the patient feeling even better. It's a nicer bracha. There's one more local point about this Gemara and Shabbos, and that is we started discussing it last time I was here, but ran out of time. Does this apply also? The Gemara there is talking about Nechum Avelim as well. Does this Nusach that you shouldn't say, regular Nusach of Refuah Shleima, apply also to the Nusach of Amokim Mirachim as well? There's a Machlokes Taz, Bach, the Shach. Seems to be that the Minig of Reva Olam, there's no time to be Marach in this Nusach this week, but the Minig of Reva Olam is to yes say the regular Nusach of Amokim Mirachim as well, for the simple reason that it's not really a tefillah, it's a blessing, it's a wishing. So far all we've heard about is Refuah Shleima and perhaps Nechum Avelim, but perhaps you can daven for good parnosa, for good kids, for lots of other things that people need to daven for. However, there's a Yerushalmi which is brought down in the Torah and suspension. We'll soon see why it's brought down in the suspension. The Yerushalmi says, Tony, also l'tvoya tzrochet b'Shabbos. One mustn't daven any tzrochim that a person has, not on Shabbos. The Rambam in his Tshuva Sefer Peir Adur, he's marach on this noisa, and he says, because on Shabbos a person tzorech liyos sameach, b'ne'elah, Shabbos is a time for rejoicing, a time for being happy, l'hoidus l'keil asher nasa manucha, a time to reflect on the manucha of the Rebbein Shleilem, not a day for crying out in tefillah, not a day for yogin, not a day for anachos. Therefore, it's not appropriate that on Shabbos we should do any bakosha strachim at all. There is, however, a number of heterim which we want to go through one by one with Hashem, where you are allowed to govern on Shabbos certain bakosha strachim. The Gemara Bav Basra in Sadi Aleph Amad Aleph, the Gemara says, Mutar l'litzek b'Shabbos al tzaras hamazonos. In times of financial crisis, the Torah explains it to mean that we have, in those days, people used to live in cities, a city of blacksmiths, a city of textile traders, Manchester. And often the Bnei Ha'ir, most of them relied on one source of income. So if they had the Gemara, then the Gemara in Bava Basra says that if you had a major downturn in price, you had a major decrease in the price of the stocks that the Bnei Ha'ir are selling, and this will be a blow to their finances. Ba'ifun, says the Torah, of course, not just some ba'ifun that they can't make it rich, but ba'ifun that they won't be able to survive. They won't be able to buy the basics, pay rent, buy the basic food, childcare, whatever goes into basic needs. So on such a Torah, if the Gemara says that the share for this deflation is that if something which you could previously sell 6 of them at that price, now you sell 10 of them at that price, it's come up 50% deflation. That's a tzara, that's an immediate tzara, and one is allowed to daven for that on Shabbos. I don't know many practical applications of this halacha. The Matthias has changed quite a bit. I don't know what Reva properties maybe are. So this is a miyuchad geheta for the tzorchi harabim of the financial tzorchi harabim. There's another Gemara, a Mishnah in Tanis, which says, Ir Shekifua Anosim, a town which has been surrounded by bandits, Oin Na, the surrounding river threatens to overflow, or you have a ship which is about to capsize, or, says the Mishnah, Filo Yochit HaNirdech, from Listim or other such dangers, or your Ruach Ra, spirit, various spirits, dangerous spirits, which are affecting a person, which are putting a person in immediate danger, is that also you're allowed to daven for on Shabbos? Because there's an immediate danger, it's gepaskent in Siman Reish Peches, both these halachas are gepaskent in Siman Reish Peches, for an immediate danger, or a tzorchi harabim, legaba mezonos, legaba the livelihood, you're allowed to daven for on Shabbos. The Ran says that hu adin, any chodesh yesh b'sakana, any chodesh yesh b'sakana, that immediate danger, that he could die today, the linu l'alechem, one's allowed to daven for. The Magen Avraham says, it seems to be the minhag in the Magen Avraham's times, was that when they made a mishaberech l'cholim in shul, they used the regular nusach of mishaberech l'cholim, and he shrines, how can we, from this Gemara itself, which has a heter to do various times that you're allowed to daven, from this Gemara itself is mavua that any other times you're not allowed to daven on Shabbos, you're not allowed to daven, like we explained. So Magen Avraham says, therefore you should miss out the nusach of mishaberech v'yishachayim here refu shleim and shemaim. You should replace it, as we do, I think, most of us, with Shabbos yom nizik refu krev alavit. However, says the Magen Avraham, because of this halacha, if we have a chayil shesh b'sakana le'elenu, so then you're allowed to say the regular nusach of yishachayim here refu shleim and shemaim. And Magen Avraham adds that, of course, this applies to someone who's having difficulty in childbirth or any yoledes within 7 days. They're all considered the chilas shesh b'sakana, and you're allowed to say the regular nusach of the yishlach lemeher refu shleim and shmai. Of those two here, the Yerushalmi that says that it's also to mevakish tzachim on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi goes on to ask, how can we say in benching re'enu zuneinu panaseinu chalkelenu? Tefillah, we're asking Rabbein Shem, lead us, feed us, sustain us. How can you do that on Shabbos? Yerushalmi answers, Toifas brachas ba'alma. That's a nusach of the brachas, a regular nusach of the bracha of Atei Ba'amitim in benching, and that's allowed on Shabbos. And here starts a bit balagan. What exactly does this Yerushalmi mean? What is included in this Hector? So can we basically now say anything, pretty much anything which is in the Siddur HaKavonim, just Togel's Brachos Ba'almut. That's how the Izzarua names on. Izzarua takes on. He says, he brings down that there was a Gersa, those who were Gersa in the Yerushalmi, that says that because you mustn't be Mevakash Shoel Tzrochim on Shabbos, therefore that's the reason why we miss out the 12 middle brachos in Shemoneh Esrei every Shabbos. We say only one bracha in Kaddish Shabbos, because you mustn't, these are all Bakashas Tzrochim, you mustn't do Bakashas Tzrochim on Shabbos. Says the Izzarua of Vada, it's a Tolos, the Gersa is a Tolos, it comes from a Talmud who made a mistake, because the Yerushalmi says Tefos brachos you're allowed to say. So of course that applies also to the regular Nusach of Shemoneh Esrei, like we say every single day the Nusach of Shemoneh Esrei, so too you're allowed to say on Shabbos the Nusach of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Izzarua also says that therefore you're allowed to say Yakum Purkan, because even though it's a filler of a Yusiter Nusach which is fixed and it's not something which you make up yourself, a Nusach, a personal Bakasha, no, it's a Nusach which everyone says and it was fixed by Chazal from many, many generations ago, you're allowed to say on Shabbos because it's Tefes Brachos. And according to the Izzarua, it's Mamash, we can stop the Shay here now. Everything's alright. You can say pretty much everything. Anything that you say in the Siddur, anything which is in the Siddur, you have no problem. I've written down over here a list of roughly 15 things that we say on Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, which the Poskim all mutzach, why we are allowed to say different things, different reasons for different ones. According to the Zerua, the answer to all of them is Tefes Brachos Ba'alma. However, the Magen Avraham brings down in Hilchos Havdalah the reason why do we say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos in the Bracha of Chayin Adas. I think the most famous reason that everyone knows is what the Gemara says, is because the main Das Havdalah Minayin, the ability to be able to differentiate between Kodesh and Chol is a function of Das, so therefore it's appropriate to ask for this, to mention Havdalah in the Bracha of Chayin Adas. The Magen Avraham brings a different reason, however, from the Yerushalmi, and that is that since it's Shabbos and you mustn't do Bakashas Trochim on Shabbos, therefore, before we do the first Bakashas Trochim in Shemoneh Esrei, which is Chaneinu Mi'itchal Dei Rabbeinu Haskel, we do Havdalah, Ois Shabbos, and now we can do get back to the regular Bakashas Trochim on Shabbos. It's clear from this Yerushalmi that the teretz that the Yerushalmi says of Tefes Brachos Ba'alma does not apply to Bakashas Trochim. He didn't see this Yerushalmi, as it's gebracht. Maybe he wasn't going to this Yerushalmi also. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt in the Tshuva Sefer Rivus Ephraim brings a phenomenal list of Rishonim and Achronim who all per echad say that the reason why he mustn't say the 12 middle brachas on Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos is because of this reason, because the Kashas Trochim is also on Shabbos. Now there's a big kasha on this, because there's a Gemara in Brachas, and there's a Gemara in Brachas that says what happens if a person starts saying Atachonin on Shabbos? Should he carry on saying or not? The Gemara says you should carry on saying. Whereas the Gemara is coming to be mechala between someone who realizes that he's davened already and someone who realizes it's Shabbos. Someone who realizes that he's davened already, so he's potter from Esther, what's he doing davening? Says the Gemara, stop right now, don't finish off that bracha, because that bracha will be a bracha batala. However, on Shabbos, it's not a bracha batala, says the Gemara, you're allowed to finish off the bracha. Why? Because the etzim gaber b'achiyuv, who the Gemara says, the person is mechuyev in Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. The Rabban on Hudu le'achichu, now Chazal said, one doesn't need to say the yud based brachos of Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Mishum kavod Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara would seem to say that the etzim would be mutter to say the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, mishum makashas trochim, but mishum kavod Shabbos, they said they shouldn't make a tericha. So we seem to have a stira over here. Both of these are brought down in halacha. Mishabrua brings them both down. If you want to make a stira in one particular sefer, Mishabrua brings down both of these gemaras. So how do we answer this apparent contradiction? Is that Abudram brings this gemara in brachas that says that mishum kavod Shabbos you shouldn't say the yud based brachas on Shemoneh Esrei, and Abudram says that the kavod Shabbos, what is the kavod Shabbos? The kavod Shabbos is because you shouldn't say bakashas trochim on Shabbos. So the Abudram understood this Gemara in Brachas to mean that itself, doesn't mean Mishum Tircha. It means to say Rabbanan did not tell you to do these, to say the Yud Beis Brachas on Shabbos, because also lebakish trochim b'shabbos. That way, the chayyid of dramas be miyashiv the Gemara and Brachas together with the Yerushalmi. So we have what we come out with is that. That the Gemara says that's Meshum Kovach Shabbos that you don't say the Yudbis Rachas. The Kovach Shabbos is that you shouldn't say the Kasha Strachim. That's the Gemara Rachas. The Gemara says in Rachas, Meshum Kovach Shabbos.
But I can't do it, I'm in the middle of it.
So if you're in the middle of it, it seems to be that the Gemara understood that it's enough that you have a reason that you shouldn't stop in the middle. Because you don't want to middle of Shemini Esrei other. Just stam words. So ideally, Chazal said, Rabbanon le'a tshuchu, Rabbanon says, ideally don't say it. Because Bakash HaShrochem, therefore ideally don't say it. However, if you've already started, in order to avoid making an unnecessary interruption in the middle of Shemini Esrei, then they said you should finish off that bracha. But Mishum Kovach Shabbos, they said the Ikkar Takana was that you shouldn't say it. Really, this yeshiva of the Abu Dram is that's necessary because we passed that on Shabbos we say took the Zimra, especially long one. And if you understand the Gemara on Shabbos to mean Mishum the Tircha of saying a long Shemini Esrei, so why if took the Zimra are we saying a long took the Zimra? It would seem to be. Do we have spare time on Shabbos or do we not have spare time on Shabbos? So they were calling to this Abu Dram, we have a very nice Teretz. However, but the Kasha on the Abu Dram is. But the Gemara Yerushalmi says that Tevis Brachas is Mutter on Shabbos. So why is the Brachas of Shemini Esrei also on Shabbos if Tevis Brachas is Mutter? Is the Kabbalah Eidah beside the Yerushalmi says that the Shach in the Yerushalmi is not anything which it says in the Siddur. You're allowed to say it's called Tevis Brachas, not anything which it says in the Siddur. The Hetter of the Yerushalmi applies only to something which the main Nusach HaBracha is applicable on Shabbos. The Moshul HaTeva HaMeitev, which is what the Yerushalmi is talking about. HaTeva HaMeitev is a Bracha of Hedah. Thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom. In HaBracha HaTeva HaMeitev, we also have Bakashas. Says the Yerushalmi, if the main Bracha is a Bracha which is allowed to say on Shabbos, even the elements of it which one shouldn't say on Shabbos, but with the Torah of this Bracha of Alma, you can't say it. This answers most of what we say on most of the Nuschois that we say on Shabbos, which are suspect, which really shouldn't, we might have thought you shouldn't say because the Akash is shocking. I'll just go quickly through some of them. The Levush says we say Arachman on Shabbos at the end of benching. The Arachmans, the old Bakashas. Nevertheless, yes, that's part of benching. The Niskan is part of benching. You're allowed to say it. Rachim Na Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amecha. It's part of the Ikar benching. The Gaon, famously, however, the Gaon didn't say that all the Arachmans on Shabbos because he was told that this is not part of benching. The Ikar benching is four brachas. Arachmans is a self which came much later. Another thing which we can answer, Lekain Etzur, the end of Shemini Esrei, which we say. That must be also because of Tevis Brachas Ba'alma. We can say it even though we're asking for Seylam HaShemecha or Seylam HaNunecha, but it's part of the regular Nusach HaShemini Esrei, therefore you're allowed to say it on Shabbos. In Kaddish we say Yeheshlom Ramon Shemaya, Tiskabot Tzvayson of Usun, Alisol Ba'arabonim, Al-Tamadim, Al-Tamadim. All that is allowed on Shabbos because of Tevis Brachas Ba'alma, Seif HaChaim, Kosveinu, the person will all bring that, yes, all bring that for that. Same for Tabilinu Seresecha. Hagrinim Seisachel is part of the regular Takana of Birch Sashacha. Same for Abba Rabba, which is also full of Bakoshas. I just want to say one more heter, which there is on Shabbos, and that is the Magen Avraham says there are certain cases where a person is allowed to fast on Shabbos, during certain Tanis Halein, you're allowed to do. The Magen Avraham says, or be the Bia of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you're allowed to say the Vidui. At the end of the video is Alekai Hachalei Nitzati Enichidai. And we say there, proper Bakosha, Yiratzim Uchanecha Shalei Echta Oid. What's the heter to say that? Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the heter is, because it's not, you're not asking for your own personal Bakoshas, you're asking for Tzorchei HaNefesh. Tzorchei HaNefesh, as well, Shulchan Aruch Harav, is Mutter. That answers most of the other things that we say on Shabbos. For example, the Rebbeinu Gamim that the ladies say after Hablachas Neiris, Brich Shemei. However, there's one kasha which is left, and that is Brichas HaChodesh, Mevorchen HaChodesh, which we say. Chaim Soloveitchik had this very, very shvei. He used to ask this always, how can we daven Chaim Shel Panosa, Chaim Shel Shvachovah, Chaim. All this on Shabbos is the only time we say it. It doesn't go, as we explained, doesn't go into Tevis Brachas Ba'alma, and nevertheless, we say it on Shabbos. Tzarek Yen.